Hello everyone, and welcome to Kids Bible Devotions. Today we are going to be learning about the armor of God. Our reading is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. It says, "A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. For shoes, put on the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in all times in the Spirit and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." This is our reading today. So, we just read about God's armor. Now, what Paul is talking about in this letter to Ephesians is our body armor that we can put on spiritually in order to resist the devil. We don't have to physically put on armor like we're going to war. But we should always, every single day, put on God's spiritual armor to resist the devil. The devil does not like us. Jesus said that the devil comes to lie and to steal, that he is a murderer and a thief. But Jesus defeated the devil when he died on the cross and rose again. Jesus defeated death, and through believing in Jesus, we can have eternal life. But the devil still tries to get us off track. He doesn't like us. But through God's Spirit, we can have the power to resist him and to stand firm in God. The armor of God that Paul talked about is the belt of truth. Truth is what is true. Truth is the opposite of falsehood. Falsehood is lies, and the devil tells us lies. He'll tell us things that don't agree with God's word. But we can know truth if we know God's word. What God's word says is true, because God is true. We should put on the belt of truth. Next, we should put on the breastplate of God's righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness guards our heart. Righteousness is doing what is right, not doing what is evil. We should therefore protect our heart from anything that might hurt it by doing what is right and walking before God. Next, we should put on the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel is the good news. The good news that we can be saved through believing in Jesus. This gives us great peace because we know that he loves us and he has saved us from the evil one. We should always be prepared, wherever we might go in the world, to share with anyone and everyone this amazing gospel. Next, we should hold up the shield of faith. We should have faith in God. When we have faith in God, the things the devil tries to throw at us won't hurt us, because faith is our shield. All of our trust should be in God. Next, not that it's in any particular order, we should put on the helmet of salvation. The helmet protects your head. Your head is very important, just like your heart. Salvation is God's saving power. When our mind is renewed, we are transformed. Our head should be guarded by God's salvation, the knowledge that Jesus Christ has saved us and that his death atones for all our sins, and the knowledge that he has the power to save us forever and ever, and through believing in him, we are saved forever and ever. Last, the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is God's word. God's word is the Bible. We can know God's word when we read it and when we understand it. Last, Paul tells us to pray at all times and on every occasion. He says to stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Whenever we have time or spare moment, or even when we don't, we should always be praying for believers everywhere in the world, from our families to our friends to people in different countries.
Hey guys, before you go, I had a quick announcement for this podcast. So we're adding a new feature. The feature is that you can ask questions and I'll answer them for you. I might not get back to every single question that we have, but if you guys have any, I will try to get back to the most I can. And it'll be aired on this podcast. So if you have Bible questions, please send your questions to either kidsbiblequestions@gmail.com. That's kidsbiblequestions@gmail.com. Or you can always DM them to me on Instagram if your parents have Instagram and they let you message me on it. My username is Madison Jaffin. That's MadisonJaffin. Thanks so much, and I can't wait to receive your questions.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's devotional. Make sure to share this podcast with all your friends and family, and tune in next week. God bless.